Good day. This is an update of Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. The election of Republican Scott Brown to fill the Senate seat held for decades by Ted Kennedy has thrown the debate over health care reform overhaul into turmoil, because once Brown is seated, the Democrats lose their filibuster-proof majority. To bring us up to date is Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News. She's on Capitol Hill now. Mary Agnes, today Speaker Nancy Pelosi conceded she does not have the votes to simply pass the Senate's health care reform bill in the House. Is this essentially the death knell for health care reform in the near future?
Not necessarily. I mean, she made it very clear that as it currently exists, the Senate health care bill, there are not the votes for it. As you say, she said all options are still on the table. She made it very clear that her intention and the intention of the Democratic caucus was to sort of stop, take a breath, look at where they could reach consensus, perhaps in a scaled back passage, a bill rather, what they need to do to get a bill passed. They're not necessarily in any immediate rush, but I think her comments and that of other lawmakers still expressed a great urgency to focus on health care. Can they salvage this issue for them? Let's remember, they've been working very intensely on this for a year. Three House committees, two Senate committees, both chambers have passed their own versions of a bill, and they are so close to the finish line, they'd really like to get there. The key is what they do to attain that goal.
And the president said last night that nothing should be done essentially until the new senator from Massachusetts is seated.
That's exactly right. And Harry Reid, who's the majority leader in the Senate, has said the same thing. It's very clear that while procedurally, and if there had been support in the House, which we just discussed, there's not, if there had been support among House Democrats to pass the Senate bill quickly and move it to the president, that is not going to be popular with the voting public. They would think it was too fast, it's a dirty trick. Congress is trying, Democrats in particular, are trying to kind of pull a fast one on the American public. And so they've really taken that cue from the Massachusetts election to say, now, wait a minute, we're not going to try to push this through before Scott Brown is seated. He was already on the Hill today with Paul Kirk, who took over for Senator Kennedy after he passed away as the interim Massachusetts senator, to welcome him to the Hill. He's not necessarily seated yet, but the Democrats have made it clear, and President Obama has also made it clear, that they're not going to do a rush job on this before he's seated.
So what's in the realm of possibility, Mary Agnes? A piecemeal approach, the use of reconciliation, what's out there for the Democrats to look at and think reasonably at least pieces of health care overhaul could happen?
All those things are on the table. Could they? They've got key objectives. They want to make health care, House and Senate Democrats want to make it accessible to people. They want to make it affordable, and they want to make it, in their words, accountable, to make sure insurance companies are accountable. So how can they, what can they do to stop practices like insurers denying a pre-existing coverage for you for a pre-existing medical condition? Nancy Pelosi talked today about something known as the medical loss ratio, but that's a requirement that insurers spend a certain amount of the premium dollar on health care. You mentioned the idea of reconciliation. That would be basically a corrections bill that could fine-tune some of the financial elements of the bill, perhaps the subsidy levels, perhaps the taxes that would be used to finance it. But it's a very restrictive, fairly prescriptive way to go that would be teamed with another bill. So we have to wait and see what they do. I think everything is on the table, and they're really trying to find out what's the most effective way to focus on key objectives. They're talking about some members are talking about they're wondering if they can get some Republican support. It's even more key in the Senate to do that. But I think it's extremely unclear on which path they're going to go. But you do get a sense of unease from members that they can pursue with their very large, very comprehensive bill that they've already passed, that perhaps the window has closed on that and they need to have a new strategy for a new day.
What are Republican leaders saying about what their intentions are?
They said basically they're open. John Boehner, who is from Ohio, he's the House Republican leader, said today, we'll be open to talk to Democrats, but he made it very clear that the bill they currently have is dead. There is no room for consensus. It's too big in his view. It taxes people too much. It requires too many changes, and people aren't comfortable with it. But then other Republicans, including Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, said today that he thought any idea of Democrats reaching out to Republicans was not in the near future of a possibility. He said they're on Plan C, trying to figure out what they need to do to get their own caucus together. And the idea of reaching out to Republicans was way, way lower on the list, lower in the alphabet. So I think that they're not very hopeful on this side. Republicans don't think there would be any room for – they don't think Democrats would actively be reaching out to them. I mean, it remains an open question in the Senate. Olympia Snow is a very likely candidate over there. She's a Republican moderate from Maine, but she has a lot of concerns with the bill as currently drafted. So I think the idea of getting Republican support right now would be difficult, not only because of the complexities of the bill, but politically, this has worked very well to their advantage to not support the Democratic bill and to look at some of the concerns in the polling about the Democrats' health care bill, rather.
And a final question, Mary Agnes, and it's a question about the mood on Capitol Hill. After Democrats got so close, are they still in a state of shock? How deflated are they?
I think they're very stunned. They're still very upset. They can't believe it got that far, and now they have this major roadblock. But you still have many members who are committed to reform, healthcare reform legislation. They've spent not only the past year for a lot of them, but for many other members, many more years, possibly decades on this legislation, and they want to try to achieve a solution. A key thing here is timing. Democrats are very eager to move on to talk about jobs, talk about the economy, so I think they're looking for a solution. They could move as soon as they could, so they could pivot the discussion, especially as we get close to those November midterm elections, onto jobs and onto the economy, which are a key concern for voters.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News, talking to us from Capitol Hill. I'm Jackie Judd, and this has been Health on the Hill.